Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the Australian share market has seen buyers make another impression in early trade on Wednesday. At its best levels of the morning, the ASX 200 was up by about 1.1%. It started off around the lows with a gain of around 0.33%. So as we move into the early part of the afternoon, we've got the index up by around 51 points or about 0.9%. The sentiment was helped by some gains as far as Northern Hemisphere markets are concerned. But it is a coalition of a number of positives over the course of the last couple of days that are just able to consolidate the positive sentiment towards the share market at the moment. So the most recent contribution to that story, if you like, was the national accounts figures, which were released at 11:30 this morning. And these were in line with the market's expectations. If you're splitting hairs, they were just a shade better than what most had forecast. So the Australian economy contracted by 0.33% over the course of the first 3 months of the year. So this was the first contraction that we had seen for the Australian economy since 2011. And when you consider the weight of negatives that came to bear on the economy, be it floods, fires, drought, and then of course the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, you would have to say that the Australian economy has performed quite well in relative terms under those circumstances, the annualised rate of growth coming in at 1.4%. And what really featured in these numbers was the massive retrenchment in household spending. It wasn't able to be balanced by other positives such as public sector or government spending, the boost that we'd seen from resources and those types of elements that were considered to be a positive. There was a slim chance that perhaps that household spending number wouldn't be as bad, and that might get us over the line into positive territory, but that wasn't to be. Nonetheless, the market has taken this news in its stride when it comes to the share market. It has just pulled back from its best levels of the day. The Aussie dollar, not so much. It has fallen away quite a bit. It was closing in on the 70 US cent level, but just before the numbers, it was trading around 69.8. Following the release of these numbers, it pulled back quite aggressively back to around 69.3 US cents. So bearing in mind that it has surged quite substantially over the course of the last couple of days in particular, and there's an important reason for that. We'll get to that in a moment. But as far as the sector movers are concerned, what we are seeing is banks making an important contribution to today's improvements. All of the big lenders are higher, but the ANZ, NAB and Westpac groups are up by around 3%. Macquarie group's up by about 1%. Other financials such as the insurers QBE and IAG are up by about 2%. So there's an important point to make here that in recent iterations of the RBA's governor's thoughts on the Australian economy, there has been a fairly close focus on the prospect of negative interest rates. This has been run up the flagpole as a discussion in the media over the course of the last couple of days. The important element to consider here is that the governor of the RBA has been quite forthright in essentially saying that that is not on the cards as far as the local experience is concerned. So that is important from a number of perspectives. The fact that the RBA outright at the moment is not entertaining negative interest rates is an important consideration, given that we are seeing negative interest rates in a range of jurisdictions around the world. That means that the Australian dollar stands out by contrast, and that is supportive for the Aussie dollar. But it's also important as far as the financial cohort is concerned, because negative interest rates are an extremely corrosive influence when it comes to the activities of lenders. Obviously, it has a dramatic impact in terms of net interest margin, amongst other things. So this has been seen as a positive, the RBA's governor's defence of that idea, or at least his refuting the idea. So that's why the financials are doing better. Elsewhere, iron ore stocks are continuing to do quite nicely. BHP is up by more than 2%. We've spoken before about the fact that supply out of Brazil is being constrained because of the impact of the COVID-19 situation on iron ore supply out of that jurisdiction at a time when steel demand is holding up nicely in China. So that's driving the miners higher. The risk-off atmosphere more broadly is pushing gold stocks down. So we've got Northern Star down by around 5%. That group is down anywhere between 2 and 5%. Unibail, Rodamco, Westfield is up by about 8%. Being helped by the opening up of economies as far as the global picture is concerned and what that might mean for shopping mall operators. The big story of the last couple of days, of course, has been the buy now, pay later group. The fire has been lit under those stocks, given the fact that Zip has made an important expansion into the US market with the acquisition of QuadPay in the last day. So Zip has risen by 26% yesterday. It's up by a further 38% today, a massive increase. It's also helped Afterpay move higher. It was up by more than 3% yesterday. It's up a further 3% today as well. Elsewhere, Infineon Energy is another big mover. It's up by around 34%. The renewable energy provider has had a takeover bid made for that organization. And finally, with that Aussie dollar having surged towards the 70 US cent mark, it has pulled back on the back following the GDP numbers, but it is still consolidating nicely. So it's at around 69.3 US cents.